Hi there! May the God of the Bible bless your life. And He will bless you with the promise. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Power to overcome your flesh, to overcome your sin. Power to say no to yourselves, to your friends, to everything that is wrong. However, today I want to talk about these three baptisms. The baptism of water, baptism of the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, and also baptism of fire. Jesus said, John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Well, food for thought. The baptism of water is to get rid of the world, is to be free from the world, is to a spiritual burial. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is for a person to keep on going, for a person to be strong, to remain until the end. As you know, the world is full of backsliders. People that were in church, grew up in church, but they gave up. And once you have the Holy Spirit, you can be baptized with fire. The fire means the temptations. The fire means the desert. The fire means the pressure that one goes through in order to be saved. You know, when the gold, you see right now, the gold is taken to the fire is to be purified. The gold is taken to the fire to be purified. And once a person is purified in the fire, this person becomes new, a new person, a transformed person. Our Lord Jesus Christ had these three kinds of baptism. Only to show us the way. He was baptized in water by John Baptist. He received the Holy Spirit and he was baptized in fire when the Spirit took him to the wilderness. And there he was fasting for 40 days, 40 nights in the desert. The tempter came. That was the baptism of fire. But after that, Jesus left there to transform water into wine. Three kinds of baptism. Are you baptized in water? Amen. Praise God. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Amen. Praise God. If you have not received, do the 21-day fast of Daniel. And the baptism of fire, it comes sooner or later. And we are going to pray, seek the Holy Spirit. When the baptism of fire, the temptations, tribulations, persecutions, the wilderness, the desert comes, you are strong because greater is the one inside of you than the one outside. I have my cup of water. Please get yours. Close your eyes. O God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we pray together, my Father, for this person that is in the desert, especially in this fast of Daniel, when comes the tribulation, temptation, once this person is hard-pressed, squeezed, this person finds herself in the desert, in the wilderness, where Satan is trying to obfuscate, to quench this person, to stop this person. She was baptized in water and the pressure came. She was pressed. Then the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and now this person is in the desert. My Lord, I pray for strength. I pray for power. For this person that feels completely down and powerless. This person needs, my Lord, your Holy Spirit, your anointing upon her. She's now having more problems inside of the church than outside. Yes, I mean in her Christian life, in her journey of faith, because Satan is trying to take her soul, his soul. But I pray, my Lord, that you may strengthen this person. The same strength Jesus had to say, get behind me, Satan. This person shall have. Bless his life, her life. Oh, my Father, anoint their lives with your Spirit. So, my friends, lift your hands to heaven and ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Father, I ask you, O Lord, that your Spirit, your mighty Spirit, may embrace this person. Your mighty Spirit may fill this person right now. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, because your spirit, your soul, your heart, your body, everything changes. He makes you new. You who are behind the bars, in the cell, in the hospital, wherever you may be, this 21-day program strengthens you. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Praise God. Amen. The presence of God is upon you. I'm closing this video right now, but you don't need to stop. Over there, you can continue seeking the Holy Spirit. Today was our number 10, day number 10. And we have 21-day program. 21 days program for the Holy Spirit. May the God of the Bible bless all of you. You just need to believe.